What is in this look nice? What is it?
Water.
Nice big icon. Well, I'm going to talk about that for a minute, but does anybody know what we're celebrating today? What day this is in the liturgical or the church calendar? Do you know?
It's to make sure everyone's here.
That's true. We do like to make sure everyone is here. I like that. I'm glad. Look at all these people who are here. This is important. Yes.
Trinity Sunday,
that's right. We're also celebrating our graduates today, so there's a lot of fun things happening. But Trinity is a really big word or a big concept, even more than it is a big word, to understand about God. Because in our Christian faith, we talk about God being revealed to us or made known to us in three persons. Can anybody name the three persons of the Trinity? It's God the Father, good. God the
Lord.
Son. Ooh, we're back over here. What's the other name for Lord or Jesus? And God the Holy Spirit. Oh, look at these smart kids over here. We got it. That's right. So God in three persons. And that is very confusing, right? The grown-ups, we're all struggling to understand it. And I've tried lots of different ways to explain it to kids over the years. But one of my favorite ways to explain it is using this. So what is in this glass?
Water.
And what else is in, what's that stuff floating
ice.
Around?
Ice.
Ice. And anybody want to touch the outside? What is that on the
Dew.
Outside of this
Dew.
Glass?
Dew?
Dew? Oh, that's a good guess.
Dew?
It's a big word. It's called condensation. Oh, look at that. Now, is it all water? There's glass, so let's ignore the glass part. But is the water inside here water?
Yes.
Yes. Is the ice water?
Yes.
And is the condensation also water?
Yes.
It is. So here I have one glass of water. But there's three types of water all in this one glass. Do you see that? So God is one God, but God is also expressed in these three persons, revealed in three persons, right? Now it's fun to talk about the Trinity, you know, and try to think of different ways. I've seen people, St. Patrick used a clover, and I've heard people use an apple, and there's so many ways. But one of the things that's most important for us to realize is it's not so much about trying to understand it all in our head. It's about experiencing the life that God gives us, right, as a Trinity. So what do you think is more important about this glass of water than just noticing the water in it? Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, what else?
The three different parts.
But what's more important than the ideas about the water? Because what do you think I might want to do with it?
Drink it.
Yes. The most important thing is that life is so essential when it comes to water. We need water all the time. What happens if we don't have water? What will happen to us?
Die.
We'll die. Yes. So I think, yes, it's delicious. Nice cold water. Doesn't it make you thirsty? The most important thing is that God gives us life, and we are called to experience God and participate in the life of God, the Trinity. Isn't that wonderful? So that is my little lesson about the Trinity. Okay, let's say a prayer. Prayer hands. Dear God, thank you so much that you come to us and make yourself known as God, our Father and Creator, as God the Son in Jesus, and as God the Holy Spirit. Help us to always find our lives centered in you and your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for all your good answers. I really appreciate it. You can go back with your teachers.